The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball on 106.3 FM, the South Gym. Let's go courtside and join Gina Rogers for the expert analysis. And with the play-by-play, here's Ryan Schlater.
It's Class 5A Regional Final Basketball tonight from City High as the Little Hawks at 22-0 take it on the Bettendorf Bulldogs 16-5 overall. Ryan Schlater, Gina Rogers to take you through four quarters of basketball tonight to see who will advance to the state basketball tournament. Gina, you almost have to think that City High certainly feels they have some unfinished business, losing in the first round to Cedar Falls by a bucket a year ago. A team that only lost once throughout the regular season, and then as things got rolling along this season, tested only a few times this year, certainly have their eye on the big prize, but tell you what, you got to finish things here tonight. We've seen a lot of teams go into the regional final only to get upset, and Bill McTaggart, head coach of City High, does not want that to happen when they face Bryant Tritt's Bettendorf team. Five losses in the MAC coming to teams that many people probably thought that they were expected to lose to, your Pleasant Valley, your North Scott, what have you, but it's a very competitive team. MAC basketball versus MVC basketball, you know, how will things stack up? Just time to get down to business if you're City High.
Absolutely, and I've seen this City High team a couple times this year, and I've made no bones about it. I think that they are just good, and so this City High team has definitely got some unfinished business. They're thinking of one thing and one thing only. They want to make it to next Saturday night in the 5A state championship, so they're going to be taking it one step at a time, and I expect them to come out here and be very businesslike and look to take care of business as they move on down the road.
Yeah, a team that's averaging 78 points per ball game, holding their opponents to 45. There's been a lot of lopsided games this year. Closest contests were to Cedar Falls by 5 points when they won that one 59-54. Other than that, Regina played them tough for three quarters. They defeated Regina by 14 down the stretch, and then against West High, just their crosstown rival, single digits in that one, a 9-point differential. So, yeah, a lot of lopsided games. Will you get that with Bettendorf? It's a regional final. Anything happens, this Bettendorf team kind of knows what's at stake. They know they're the underdog, but, you know, if they get hot from the outside, which they have been very capable to do, this team that averages 52 points per ball game has a chance here. Their losses to North Scott, Pleasant Valley, Assumption, and then, you know, North Scott again and Pleasant Valley again. Nothing to be ashamed of there. Very good outside shooting team.
Absolutely, and we also expect to see some good defense from the Bulldogs tonight. They put on a press, and they'll run a zone press and then a zone defense, so they'll be looking to key on, of course, City High's, you know, Ashley Jones. Obviously, they're going to want to look to shut her down. I think it's going to be difficult to do because Ashley Jones is a very special player, but City High's got some other, you know, other people that can come in and contribute as well, and Rose Nkumu and Paige Roca. I've seen good games out of both of them. And so I think that if you're the Bulldogs, you come in here tonight and you look to kind of control the pace of your game and try to slow City High down a little bit and kind of throw some defense on them. City High, you go out and do what you've been doing all year and just keep playing your game. And like I said, just keep taking the next step to get to your final goal.
Right. They've jumped out on teams taking big leads early on. If that doesn't happen right away, just have to settle down and, as you say, stick to your guns and play your game, which they have been able to do so well. Ashley Jones averaging 30 points per ball game. She's been something else for this team, and she's tough to defend.
Absolutely.
One of four players that's going to be out on the court for City High.
Well, not only is she a threat, you know, to score offensively, but she's an excellent rebounder. She's got good long arms. She's got a good reach, a good hustle, and, you know, look for City High, and especially Ashley Jones, to be crashing the offensive boards. I've seen her several times where if the shot's missed, I mean, she'll clean it up and get that offensive board and get a lot of her points on the inside. So, like I said, this City High team is just good. I just don't know how else to say it. So Ryan and I kind of talked before the game. You know, we don't want to come into this game with any expectations because, like we said, when you get to this point, regional final, these teams are both good. And they both want to get to Des Moines next week. So you never know what can happen. You want to play your game, take care of business, and don't expect anything. Let the game come to you and see what we have.
And I think that's what a lot of coaches are going to do in this situation. You've been part of coaching staffs throughout where it's like, okay, we're expected to win this game. What do we need to focus on? Well, read your scouting report, know what's at hand, know what they're going to do, but don't remember what brought you here to 20-plus games.
Absolutely, because as we say, you know, every night's a different night, and you know, a different kid could show up and have a different kind of game. We don't know if someone's sick or not feeling well. You know, it's a long season, and here we are, you know, the final. That's the last step before getting to Des Moines. And you know, this is a big game for everybody. There's a lot of big games going on across the state tonight, and we're hoping for a good one here in Iowa City.
All right, so it's City High taking on Bettendorf in the regional final. The winner advances to the state basketball tournament in Des Moines. They always changed the rules a little bit. Years ago, you had an idea of when you'd be playing at this point. Now they reseed everything when you get there, which is a good idea for some folks. Other games that are going on here in 5A, Waukee takes on Prairie. Dowling hosts Ankeny. Johnston plays host to Kennedy as the Cougars had to go across the state into Central Iowa. Ankeny Centennial hosting Des Moines Valley. Southeast Polk hosting Indianola. You got Pleasant Valley getting to bring Iowa City West on over near the Mississippi, and Cedar Falls, they get to play up at the Cedar Valley to take on Hempstead. Bettendorf and City High, it's coming up in just a few moments. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll have the starting lineups, the anthem, and we'll get this one underway. It's regional final basketball on KGYM.
Back in 1947, when young Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, the sparse utility of the war years was ready to give way to the cheer of color in fashion, furniture, and of course, jewelry. Women from Hollywood starlet to housewife glowed with colored gemstones on ear, neck, and hand. Ruby red and emerald green, blue sapphire, purple amethyst, topaz, citron, aquamarine. Often these beauties were received happily in a Hertin and Stocker box. Now, as in those distant days, colored gemstones are again bringing cheer and joy. So come see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Nice crowd that has come on hand here, even from Bettendorf that made the trip away from the Quad Cities. And to be honest, you know, Bettendorf has been one of those schools. A lot of the 5A classes don't always travel so well. Bettendorf is one of the exceptions around Eastern Iowa. Certainly has a strong contingency regardless of the sport. That's always good to see. And the City High Little Hawks have also brought them in as well. Let's take a look at your starting lineups for tonight for City High. It's going to be averaging 13.9 points per ball game. The 5'8 sophomore, Rose Nakumu. Going to be Ashley Jones, averaging 30.6 points per ball game. Paige Roca, she averages 9.2. Rockets a 5'8 sophomore for the Little Hawks. We take a look at Aubrey Jones, averaging 13.5. Aubrey's a 5'9 sophomore. And a 5'11 sophomore, Sam Greving. She averages 4.8 for the City High Little Hawks. Greving Jones, Rocket Jones, and Nakumu. Emily Ivory for Bettendorf, a 5'5 senior, averaging 13 points per ball game. Gracer Pelding, a 5'7 senior, her average is 6. Erin Hatch, a 5'8 senior, averages 5.6 points per ball game. Jordan Radigan, a 5'11 senior, averaging 7. And Kylie Robleski, 6'1 junior, averaging 13.7 points per ball game. Right now, let's go courtside as we listen in with the playing of our national anthem.
City High alum, world renowned, Wayne Mitchell with our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streamed, and the
Tritt is the head coach for the Bettendorf Bulldogs, an Assumption graduate, part of that 2000 state championship team. If you remember some of those teams out of the MAC, second year after serving as assistant for 6 years. Bill McTaggart for City High, 22-0, his 20th year or his 19th year? I was doing some math. I have it 20, you have it at 19. Let's say he's had a very successful stint at City High. Let's put it that way.
I agree. I had it at 20 also. Yep, Coach McTaggart was coaching back when I was on staff at Cedar Rapids, Washington with Paul James.
And here's a tip that's going to be controlled by Bettendorf. And we are underway here from City High. They're moving left to right in front of us. They got the visiting black uniforms with the gold numerals. Right off the bat, a violation into the lane as they try to go into the inside for Kobaleski. So, 15 seconds in, City High's defense prevails. And the Little Hawks will get underway. Now we'll see Bettendorf in a 2-3 zone. Quickly out to Jones, out of the wing. They go to Kumu. Skip it inside. Jones working her way in. A little bit of commotion there. Good defense for Aaron Hatch. Shot missed. Rebound to Bettendorf. They come back the other way. Quick hands for City High. It's Aubrey Jones. She'll get the steal. And we come back in the other direction. And to the right side goes out to Rockin. The ball gets flittered away and off to Aaron Hatch. Hatch for Bettendorf. Into the front court. No score. Nearly a minute gone. From the outside. Three-pointer up and good. And Bettendorf strikes first. Grace Belding.
And that's what the Bulldogs are going to want to do is get hot from the outside. So one item of note here from those that aren't in attendance, all of us here noticed that Ashley Jones, the senior for the Little Hawks, is actually not listed in the program tonight.
With all the grammatical errors, as Nakumu ends up knocking one down for the outside to tie it up at three. 6:35, first quarter. Got a 5-second violation. That's going to turn the ball over to the Little Hawks once again.
Credit that zone press that the Little Hawks set up in. The Bulldogs weren't able to get the ball in.
To the right for the outside. It's up and it's no good on the three by Aubrey Jones. Trickles away out of Bettendorf and it's off to the City High Little Hawks once again. They'll bring it inbounds. Rocket to bring it in. Page will do so, the 5'8 sophomore. And the inside they go. Ashley Jones, that it goes, working around in the perimeter. Grevin had it down low. Pass comes back out in front. Bettendorf making it a bit difficult for him at this point. Aubrey Jones in toward the free throw circle, out of the top of the key. Jumper up and good. Aubrey Jones. Backing in the three to make it 6-3 in favor of City High. Out of the front court, they move it. Trebaleski for Bettendorf. Had the numbers, able to draw the foul. It'll be called on Sam Greving. First foul for her tonight.
So a little note as we were introducing the starting lineups. Of course, we all know Ashley Jones, the senior for the Little Hawks, but the other four starters, all sophomores. So future's bright here at City High.
Valesky misses. There'll be one more.
That's going to be...
That's good. Boy, you got to take advantage of every opportunity to score. As that one misses, it goes out of bounds.
Absolutely. And as anyone who's listened to Ryan and I before, you know I'm a very big stickler, very big supporter of the free throw. You've got to put points on the board, especially against the City High team. So hopefully the Bulldogs will get that straightened out, and those will be the only two free throw misses they'll have tonight.
Lost for a moment there, saving it inbounds. And now Bettendorf going to come away with the steal into the backcourt. Trebleski, now the Little Hawks with some quick hands there. Rocket's got it. She's got it near the free throw circle area. Sends it down into the corner. Working her way in toward the inside. Ashley Jones, put back up and good.
Yeah, give Ashley Jones two attempts at making a shot, and it's certainly going to fall. Got that offensive board.
Bettendorf will run with it. Robleski got her player in the air. Stutter step move, knocks it down from short distance. It's 8-5 in favor of the Little Hawks.
So from an offensive standpoint, they've got Jones just running around the paint. Just going back and forth.
Turn around up and good. Ashley Jones beat it to the interior. She makes a nice move once again, and the ball tipped away. Nice defense by Rocca. The quick put up by Nakumo's no good. Bettendorf gets a rebound underneath the basket, but they throw it away. It'll be a little off ball.
So unofficially, I've got five turnovers on the Bulldogs so far, three on the Little Hawks. And we've got 4 minutes left in the first quarter.
Nkumu moves it down to Grieving, then into the interior. Ashley Jones, Grieving, a little jumper, right baseline up and in and out, no good. Rebound to the Bulldogs. Underneath, taken away. Emily Ivory. Ivory sends it out left side. Robleski at the baseline. She gets cut off. Work it back out. Three-pointer out of the way. Won't fall right again. Rebound City High. Up the floor. Ashley Jones moves it. Gets cut off near the top of the key, near the free throw circle. And Akubu will run the offense out top. Right side, Aubrey Jones, long ranger. Good. And a timeout for Bettendorf. They'll take a full timeout. We'll keep it right here for the moment. Halfway through this first quarter, the Little Hawks are up 13-5, just like that.
Speed and length, I think, is what the Bulldogs are seeing here out of this Little Hawk team. They're quick, and they're getting that zone defense they set up in is really, the full court press is really giving the Bulldogs some difficulties here. They're long, they're tipping balls, and then they're so quick on bringing it down and able to score. And I think, Ryan, that's something that we've seen over the years, is that the speed of play in the Mississippi Valley might be a little bit different than what they're used to in the MAC. I know that sometimes you can see some speed up and down, but in the Mississippi Valley, it's a run-and-gun game, and City High is really, well, obviously they're one of the best in the MVC this year at that game.
Following the full timeout, Bettendorf needs to regroup, and as we said, they've had a few opportunities, but the Little Hawks have a way of making them pay. Very athletic, physical team that certainly get at you here, the Little Hawks.
So they set up in this diamond full court press. Bulldogs did a great job of breaking it that time.
Redigan, Robleski, right side of the lane, put it up and in. Much needed for the Bulldogs. It's 13-7. Four now for Robleski. Out of the right side, Aubrey Jones up on top. Rock has got it. Work it out to Kumu. Out to the right. Ashley Jones takes one hard dribble. Into the right side. Grieving now working it around the perimeter. Back out is Kumu. Long ranger. Out right side. No good. Aubrey Jones. Rebound to Bettendorf. The other direction we come. Left to right in front of us. On the dribble, Aaron Hatch. Burnett's a 5'8 senior. Dribbles full circle, then back up on top. Repelding right side of the lane. She gets cut off. She kicks it back out of the right side. Emily Ivory. She went on the baseline, tried to throw it back out front, gets stolen away. Nkumu, left side of the lane, lay it up and in. The average is 14, and she's got five of the Little Ox, leading at 15-7. Ball stolen away. Aubrey Jones has it. She'll put it up short distance right side off the lip of the basket. No good. Kubo went for the steal. Couldn't quite get it. Bentendorf regroups. Gracer Pelding's got it. Now out of the right side, Aaron Hatch. Ball tipped around out front. An over pursuit. And Paige will be called for that one.
And the Little Hawks are doing a great job getting their hands in passing lanes and tipping the ball. And that's the Bulldogs. They're just having difficulty getting those passes through. They're going to have to be a little quicker and you know, do a little pass fake in there and see if they can get the Little Hawks to jump there.
Ella Cook's in. She averages 3.8 points per ball game, a 5'9 freshman. Boy, there's some nice talent that's coming up. And one Jones is leaving, but there's many folks coming back here in the years to come. And trying to see here, I believe another substitution's in. Yeah, Ayanna Lindsay's in. Lindsay, a 5'7 freshman. Well, Bill McTaggart will be in good shape. Rybalski couldn't make the shot in the lane from 10 feet away. So the dribble, Ashley Jones works her way in toward the perimeter. A lot of spin moves all the way in and makes him pay. Pass too high. Out of bounds. Thrown intended for Allison Brownson. City High, you know, we talk about their offense and the talent they have there. They're playing good D.
Absolutely. That zone pressure is really bothering the Bulldogs. 8 turnovers so far on the Bulldogs and 2 minutes left in the first quarter.
Kumo puts it out from the outside. It's no good. The weak side rebound is taken, put back up. Not good, Rocca, but the foul is up and in there.
So that's two offensive boards unofficially for Ashley Jones, and she's converted on both of them.
Ashley Jones with the put back. From the outside, no good. Allison Brownson, rebound to the team in the white uniforms, the Little Hawks with the red numerals, the state championship back in 2008. 9 times they made it to state and gunning for that this year. Shot missed, the other direction we come. Jordan Rennigan from Bentendorf does a nice little fadeaway and a much needed basket for Bentendorf with 1:22 remaining, 19-9. Little Hawks still lead it.
Offensively, the Little Hawks, again, Jones just working around the paint, around the free throw line. 3 guards around the top of the key. And Cook running the baseline.
Lindsay right side for the Little Hawks. Hand it over to Rose Kumu. Ashley Jones, 3. Yep. No problem for Ashley Jones. Again, she averages 30.6, and she's got 11. It's 22-9, 53 seconds left. Showing on the clock here, opening quarter. Out of the top of the key, Jordan Redican for 3. It's up, and it's no good. And the ball goes into the hands of Ashley. She'll take it all the way in, beat the defense there. Reach-in foul will be called. Grace Pelding. And boy, that time you just knew she was going to the basket. Got to find some way to stop her there. And that's all they could do. She's a very good ball handler. She can take it the entire length of the court. Aubrey Jones is in for Rocca.
Ashley Jones, of course, committed to Iowa State. It'll be a Cyclone next year, play for Bill Finley.
From the outside, in and out, won't fall Aubrey Jones, and Bettendorf will have it. Ashley tried to get the steal near the foul line area in their backcourt. Bettendorf still with possession. Rybalski, nice interior pass.
Absolutely. That was a great, great offensive set for the Bulldogs. They just kind of went up and over Jones, and she got the inside, and Rybalski got the inside spot, and took it up and converted.
Hatch the assist that time. City High will play for one. 7.3 remaining. 22-11 the score. Up on top by Anna Lindsay with 3 seconds. Not aware of the clock. Kumu quickly moved out to the right side. Ashley Jones for 3. No good. Well, that'll do it after 1 quarter of basketball. And the Little Hawks leading to Bentendorf by the score of 22-11. We take this timeout. Plenty more to come on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
22-11. Ryan Slater, Gina Rogers, back at City High. Well, what does Coach McTaggart tell his team when you're up and double the score after one?
Keep your foot on the pedal. Just keep it on the gas. Certainly don't want to start it with a turnover there.
That's what happened. Bettendorf has it. Shooting to the basket to our right here from City High Gymnasium. New rule that was instigated a couple of years ago in the 5A regional final. Home team gets a host, and it's worked out pretty well. Reward that team and give them the opportunity. Three ball up and in there, Aaron Hatch. And you just got to keep plugging away and see what you can make work. Inside, Ashley Jones. She got hung up. That's a jump ball. A little frustrated by that, but
now go to the Bulldogs.
Now she's talking to the official to clarify something, but
well, what happened is that when Ashley gets the ball inside there, she gets it on the lower block, and the Bulldogs are just collapsing on her. I think she had three players on at the same time. She tried to go up, and they tied up the ball.
High school basketball brought to you by First Federal Credit Union with three locations. Check them out at www.firstfedcu.com. Top of the key, Jordan Rannigan. Missed it. Rebound, Littlelux. Kuma will take it up the floor herself. Out of the right side. Paige Rocca missed it. Long side. So the rebound taken to Hatch of Bettendorf. Up the floor. The left side, Emily Ivory. Ivory quickly into the interior. Rebeleski in there. City Eye needs to hustle a little bit better at that time.
Yeah, Rebeleski doing a good job on the inside there.
Little triangle passes for City Eye. Got it to Ashley Jones. Spinning her way in. Oh, wow. She got tied up. She started to fall down. She found a way to scoop it in. She'll make it work. Rannigan chases it down on the left wing. Back out front, Hatch. Moving out of the near side.
Little Hawks playing man defense here.
Jordan Rannigan. Off it goes to Grace Repelding, the 5'7 senior. Rebeleski, baseline, guarded by Jones. On the pivot, doesn't have much of a shot. Jordan Rannigan now. Skip it, we'll move it over to the left side. Aaron Hatch with the score 24-16. And they call the foul. It'll be on.
It's going to be on
Little
Jones.
Hawks. Aubrey Jones that time. Full timeout for the City High Little Hawks. We'll keep it here again just to reset things with the score 24-16 in favor of the Little Hawks at 5:53 to play in the second. You know, this Bettendorf team, had some success years ago, the state tournament 11 times, but they haven't been there for well over a decade. State championships in 1994 when they beat a Mississippi Valley Conference team, the big senior back in the day, but kind of like what Brian Pritt has brought to this program here, escalating this team, getting them more competitive out of the MAC.
Well, I like seeing a lot of these MAC teams and NBC teams are kind of playing some non-conference games against each other, and I think that really strengthens both conferences, and they kind of, pick up some from each. And, of course, with the MAC, they play some teams on the Illinois side as well.
Following the timeout, Aaron Hatch for Bettendorf. Into the ball game now is Emily Gist, a 5'9 junior. The ball trickles away. We move it out of the right side. Dribble in. It's missed by Paige Rocca. Bettendorf on the run. Into the lane already. Ivory quickly puts it up. No good. He called a foul on Emil Gist.
So Ivory, the one of the top players for the Bulldogs, really hasn't gotten into the groove of the game here in the first half yet, so we'll expect her to look to get a few more touches. The Bulldogs are going to draw this any closer.
24-16 City High, 5:16 to play in the second quarter. Ashley Jones will get a call. Another foul on Gist. But on Gist, I think, had nice position that time on Ashley Jones, but maybe just a step quicker that time.
Actually, I think they called that one on Robleski. Both Robleski and Gist were double-teamed on Ashley Jones.
Robleski front side, so
could have gone either way.
So Gist still had a good position, but needed, I think, a triple team or a quadruple team.
I think you're right. Which is good. You know, if they're going to, if the Bulldogs are going to, you know, double and triple up on Ashley Jones, that means somebody's open around the perimeter, and we know the little Hawks can make that three.
Jones good on the foul shots. She's got a total of 15 points. 26 for City High, 16 for Bettendorf. Regional final action. Charge called out Bettendorf. Dribbling in and trying to create some space was Grace Pelding.
I think she kind of gave her kind of a little bit of a shoulder and a little bit of an elbow.
Allison Brownson will check in for Pelding. And that is the fourth team foul on Bettendorf. And here we go with Rose Kuma running the point at the top of the key. Rocca, they tried to go over top and sail it into Ashley Jones, but it was too high. Bettendorf at the steal. The other direction we come. Brownson's got it. Worked it back to Robleski. Got it blocked to the inside. Here come the Little Hawks. One to run with it. Ashley Jones shovels it out. Aubrey, long ranger. Nope. Rebound. Bettendorf had it. They're pleading for a foul, but the officials are calling the physical game that City High likes to see.
Yeah, we recognize this officiating staff, Ryan. We've seen them several times throughout the year. I know one is at least from Clinton. So the ball out of bounds on Jordan Radigan of the Bulldogs. That's two in a row where she's kind of given us a face where she couldn't believe that that happened.
Kuma to Rocco, Aubrey Jones on Ashley Jones, right at the foul line. Put it up, no good. Got her own rebound, works her way in. That's not good. Trickles into a hand of another team out. That putback's no good. Foul on Bettendorf. Two shots are up and coming for the Little Hawks. And Paige will come walking up to the free throw line. Paige Rock is a 75% foul shooter. But good job crashing the boards.
Absolutely. We said that, you know, earlier. The Little Hawks are really good on the offensive board, and that's something when the Bulldogs, when you're in a 2-3 zone, you're not necessarily guarding a person. So when the ball goes up, it's important to find someone and box them out, especially against good rebounders like the Little Hawks.
And four. Rocca makes one, missed the other. Bettendorf the other way. 26-16. City High up with 4:10 to play. Second quarter. Long ranger for three. No good or Pelding. And a whistle and a foul coming up. This time on the Little Hawks. Ashley Jones commits her first foul. And Gribbing checks out. Rocca's out back in. Ella Cook. And it looks like Deanna Lindsay returns for City High. Ball tossed inbounds to the backcourt for Emily Ivory. Sets up right point. Robleski, now it's Hatch, into the paint. Kicks it back out front. Out of the wing, Radigan. Radigan moves it along. Robleski dribbles down, left side of the lane, put it up. It's no good. Rebound, Little Hawks get it. Spinning around with the basketball, Ella Cook. Waits for Rose Kuma to come up, and she'll have it between the two circles. Sends it off to Aubrey Jones. Now it's Ashley Jones right on the foul line. Go opposite side for Kuma. Skip pass over right side. Aubrey Jones drive to the basket, put it up, and that's left short. Rebound Bettendorf. Robleski's got it. Things will get slowed down here. Brought up into the front court by Aaron Hatz. 3:19 to play second quarter. 26-16 in favor of the Little Hawks. Ball handed over to the left side, Jordan Radigan. Out of the wing, Robleski. To the interior they go, and they'll call the foul on Aubrey Jones. Jones picks up her second.
Rocca's back in after a short rest. Out Aubrey Jones. Robleski in the baseline. Finding somebody underneath. And that was Hatch. Her shot was too long. Trying to get her own rebound. It goes out of bounds. Boy. City High doesn't give them much down low. You got to go up quick with it. And Bettendorf, it almost feels like they have to force the shots before City High comes.
Absolutely. I mean, the Little Hawks really, you know, the defensively, they're having a great game. And not to mention how they are on the offensive side, but their defense is really, really clicking tonight.
Missed shots by the Little Hawks, and it'll go out of bounds. Bettendorf to throw it in. 26-16, so, you know, Bettendorf's trying to hang with them with 2:44. And you got to feel if you're Bettendorf, if you can get within the single digits for halftime, that'll mean something.
Well, absolutely. And then you go in at halftime, you reset, you've had a chance to look at them, you know what to expect, and then you come out, you know, guns blazing in the third quarter.
Out of the dribble, Jordan Redigan, left side, call for the travel. Looks like Murray wasn't giving her any opportunity, or Lindsay, I should say.
10th turnover for the Bulldogs in the first half. However, only the second in the second quarter, so much better than the first quarter.
26-16, City High. Ashley Jones. Ball stripped out of her hands. Last touch on the knees of City High out of bounds.
So this time it was the Bulldogs kind of taking a page out of the Little Hawks. They just kind of got a hand in the passing lane there and just altered that enough that Ashley Jones lost the handle.
Emily Ivory for Bettendorf in their front court. Sabita Brownson. Brownson feeds it inside, and the shot up. No good, Robleski. She's gotten a lot of touches here and a few opportunities. She leads the team with 8 points. That one wouldn't go down. Ashley Jones, her shot won't go down either. Kakumo's underneath the basket. Lindsay is. Jump ball called. It'll remain Little Hawk basketball with under 2 minutes to play.
So Ashley Jones took off from the free throw line with her step and a half and went diagonally across to the left-hand side on that last shot. Really able to stretch out with those long legs.
Rocca left side. Quickly to the interior. Ashley Jones. It's no good. Boy, last few shots have been missed. She gets it back. Put it up and good in the foul. I was just about to say that Ashley, she's missed a few shots from the inside that were going down to the first quarter. And good reaction to grab it and put it back up and down.
Yeah, and she went strong with that one, too. She wasn't going to be denied. Three-point play.
Kylie Robleski picks up her second foul. 18 for Ashley Jones. Bettendorf trailing 29-16. Long Ranger three for Ivory. Nope. Rebound Ashley Jones. Hustles up the floor. 3-on-1 to the right side. All the way in. Bucked from behind. Out of bounds. Emily Ivory kept her eye on the ball. The 3-on-1. Numbers were against her, but good defense
for
her Bulldogs.
Good defense by Ivory there coming in from the back. Ashley Jones kind of blinking her eye. Looks like she may have gotten hit just over on her eyebrow there.
Got a Lindsay back to Kumu. She'll run the point. Out to Rocca. And stolen away. Jordan Radigan.
The Bulldogs stepping up their defense here in the second quarter.
Now they got to step up their offense. Emily Gist is back into the game. Robleski to the inside. Tries to make a move on Ashley Jones. Missed a shot to the left side. Hustle for the basketball. Last touch by the Bulldogs. Allison Brownson trying to follow the missed shot, but it trickles out of bounds near the padding underneath the basket here at the Little Hawk Gymnasium.
So the Bulldogs not putting on any kind of full court pressure tonight. They go back and set up in their 2-3 zone. Just wait and play in the half court.
Sam Grevian's back in for the Little Hawks, sporting the number 44. Post player for City High. 48 seconds to play in the second quarter, 29-16. Ball slowed down. Rose Kumu is near the red Herky Hawk emblem at the half-court circle. It's Bettendorf in their 2-3.
Down with 30 seconds. The Little Hawks content to play for one.
And the Bulldogs content to let them. They're not moving out of that 2-3 zone, just on top of the free throw line.
Coach McTaggart. He hollers out to his point guard. Starts pointing to his players to set up something. He directs Aubrey Jones to set up on the left side of the court. And with 7 seconds, here we go. They move it to Ashley Jones. Forces it up, no good. Grebbing tried to follow it up. The missed shot, it's no good. Bettendorf prevails in the final minute of play, but the Little Hawks will go into the locker room leading this one at halftime by the score of 29-16. Little Hawks leading it. Much better second quarter for Bettendorf, but still a big lead here for the City High Little Hawks. So we'll see how things will go down here in the second quarter. All right, we're going to add us some stats and tell you what we saw in the first half of basketball. We'll take this time out. More coming up on the South Gym KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
The Solon Spartans will look to extend their run in the Class 3A postseason this Thursday night on the South Gym. Join Jeff Moss and Eric Peterson Thursday at 6:45 on 106.3 FM as Solon entertains Fairfield. The Spartans have won 4 in a row and 6 of 7 and look for a win against the Trojan team who has a 10-game winning streak coming in. That's 3A Substate Semifinal Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union, Solon, and Fairfield. Thursday night at 6:45 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, save on just what you need to take care of your home. Get our coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's right, 25% off on the product of your choice. And only Ace has the brands you love and the advice you trust. So hurry in and get your 25% savings now through Monday only at your neighborhood Ace. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
KZIA HD3 Cedar Rapids. This is the South Gym at 106.3 FM.
And we welcome you back with the score 29-16. And the victory so far going to City High. Leading Bettendorf here at halftime. But as we talk about victory, we saw Jeff Wallace out in the crowd here. He's the head coach of Regina. They just finished up with a victory over Danville to reach the state tournament and a team that's also faced City High. So we thought we'd flag him down, see if he has a chance to talk. First of all, congratulations on a fine season. I know you've had your up and downs, but getting back to the Wells Fargo Arena, something this team really wanted.
Yeah, I mean, it was just an expectation with our team. And we, like you said, we did have some bumps in the road this year with some injuries. But I think we really come together as a group and really starting to play well at the right time.
Yeah, and you said playing together at the right time. And I talked to you a couple of weeks ago about this, too. It's kind of a progression throughout the season, not wanting to peak too early and just move your way and keep getting better and better. Was there something different that you felt with this team?
Well, compared to last year, I thought we peaked in December, actually, and we were playing so well early on. This year, we were forced to progress because of the injuries. And Mary Crompton was out all before Christmas break. Alex Weiss was out for a few games. We still have Anna Martin out, but the team has just continued to learn how to play together and what we want to accomplish on the court. They're just really playing together, and that's the big thing with this team. We have some good players, but we don't have one person that can just take over a game on every given night. We have to play as a group.
You're right. A victory against Danville, how did things go for you?
It was great. Yeah, I mean, it was we had a little spell there in the second quarter where we didn't play well, but I challenged them at halftime, and they really came out, and we knocked down, I think, four consecutive three-pointers to start the second half, and just really, you know, had the game in hand after that and really just played with a lot more composure in the second half.
So how's this team feeling right now? Tell us a little bit about heading into the state tournament, what you guys are working on, and your expectations here.
Well, we gave them off today. Tomorrow we're going to look at film, and we are going to it depends on who we play. We think we're going to play Cascade, but that's not for sure. We could be Grundy Center. So we're just kind of looking at their personnel. We know Cascade really well. They know us really well, so that's going to be a challenge.
And part of the reason, many would argue, the success for Regina was you built up a schedule. You wanted to play some competitive teams. You were in a tournament south of Iowa, obviously, and you faced teams out of the MVC, including this City High team. How do you beat City High if you're Bettendorf here to come back?
I don't know. I'm not the person to answer that. I don't know if anybody is in the state that... you know, with City High, they just have so many weapons. Ashley Jones is just one of the best players I've ever coached against. She's incredible. It starts with her. You got to try. I don't think you can stop her. You got to try to contain her a little bit, make her points really tough. We held her to 35, so
yeah.
I'm acting like I know how to get it done. But that really helped our team a lot. It was a great game when we played them. They're a fun team to watch, and I think they're going to make a strong run at a championship.
Excellent. Well, hopefully Regina will get a good opportunity, too, to do some damage down to the Wells Fargo Arena. Hey, thanks for popping on over. Good to see you once again, and good luck.
All right. Thanks,
all right.
You.
You bet. Jeff Wallace joining us here, as we said, kind of unexpected, but we saw him. We flagged him down and had a chance to talk with us here on a KGYM, and we'll get a chance here to go over the statistics here. And we'll move away from Regina basketball and start talking a bit about City High right now. 29-16 leading Bettendorf. Gina, take a look at the numbers here. You know, Bettendorf's not playing that bad. It's just that City High is so dominant, much better first quarter than the second quarter. You can make the argument, but this is a powerful Little Hawk team.
Well, neither team really shooting all that well. I've got the Little Hawks 7 of 23 from field goal range at 30%, although they have taken 23 shots. They're 4 of 13 for 31%. Again, 13 shots from three-point land. And then they're 3 of 5 at 60% for free throws. I have them with 16 rebounds, 7 of which were offensive, and 7 total turnovers. For the Bulldogs, I have them 5 of 13 for field goals at 38%, 2 of 8 from three-point land at 25%, 0 for 2 for free throws, which I think is going to be very important for the Bulldogs in the second half. I have the Bulldogs with 12 rebounds, 2 of which are offensive. Big difference is I have them with 11 turnovers. Now, granted, only 3 of those were in the second quarter. So as you said, the Bulldogs had a much stronger second quarter than they did the first quarter. I expect to see City High come out in the third quarter and play just as they did in the first quarter, really put the pedal to the metal. And these girls want to be strong all 4 quarters. They don't want to have a lull. And they need to just, I say it often, but they need to keep their foot on the gas and just keep going. They want to finish this strong. And if they can widen the gap, that's exactly what they need to look to do.
That official score in Ashley Jones, 18 points thus far, including a 3. Aubrey Jones with 6. 5 for Rose Kumu. And Paige Rock has got a point here. Ella Cook scoreless. Ayanna Lindsay has not scored. Samantha Grieving has not scored as of yet. As for Bettendorf, you got 8 points for Kylie Robleski, 3 for Gracer Pelding and Aaron Hatch, 2 for Jordan Rannigan. Emily Ivory has not scored, and Emily Gist, seeing some time, has not scored. Allison Brownson, no points as of yet. It was 22-11 at the end of the first quarter, 29-16 in quarter number 2. We got the third quarter coming up. We'll take another timeout with a second half. It's regional final basketball, City High and Bettendorf on the South Gym, KGYM.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below 0. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below 0, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, save on just what you need to take care of your home. Get our coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's right, 25% off on the product of your choice. And only Ace has the brands you love and the advice you trust. So hurry in and get your 25% savings now through Monday only at your neighborhood Ace. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Back with the second half, it's Bettendorf starting off with the basketball, and they start off with a turnover. So it's going to go off to the Little Hawks. Ashley Jones, Rocket now, send it out of the corner. Ashley one hands a pass over to Rocket. Kuma will run the point against the 2-3 zone of Bettendorf in this second half. Breveling quickly passes out to Kuma, comes back out of the near side of Rocket. Very patient opportunity so far. Into the interior, there goes. Jones lost it for a moment, goes back to Nkumu. She missed the shot from the outside. Scramble for the basketball, picked up by Redigan of Bettendorf. The Bettendorf defense prevails there. There come the Bulldogs out of their front court, which is the basket to our left here from the City High Gymnasium. All the way into the basket, no good on Epperling's shot. Here comes Ashley Jones, crosses over the dribble all the way. No looks to pass to Nkumu, put it up and in, and a foul. She's going to go to the free throw line. Just what the Little Hawks needed. And the seventh point for Rose.
Credit Ashley Jones with the assist on that. One extra pass to the open Nkumu.
She'll spin up the free throw and in. First free throw tonight is successful for Rose Nkumu. She averages 14 points. Now with 8. 32-16 in favor of the Little Hawks here on KGYM, the South Gym. Out at the top of the key here in Hatch. Dribbles out to the right wing. Hatch gets it back for Pelding. Left side quickly up with a shot. Redigan missed it. Rebound Little Hawks. Across the timeline, Aubrey Jones. Dribbling out is Ashley Jones. Back to Aubrey. Takes the three. Off the bankboard, no. Rebound to Romaleski at Bettendorf. The steal and the putback in there of the Little Hawks. And Paige Rocca hanging with it. And not simply falling back into the defense.
Well, the Little Hawks have taken off their full court press. They're starting about half court now. Still in a press, but only at half court.
Grevy may have gotten a hand on the attempt by Robleski as she tried to drive down the right side. Now the Little Hawks baseline. Ashley Jones pumps once, blocked from behind, got it back, gets it once again. Two, three times. Now Bettendorf gets it. Kylie Robleski was relentless defensively. A lot of commotion underneath. Bettendorf maintains possession. Emily Ivory out of the top of the key. Hats three-pointer in there. Emily Ivory's first three. If she gets red hot, you have to watch out. She averages 13 points, but certainly likes to light it up from the outside. 34% from the field. 20 feet away. Ashley Jones tried to work her way in, but called a foul on Jordan Redigan.
Ashley Jones working hard on the inside. They've moved, they've changed their offensive up a little bit. Instead of Ashley running around in the paint, she's running the baseline. And Greving is more in the top, so kind of a high-low action.
Point number 19 for Ashley. And No good on that free throw. The offensive rebound. Reaving goes up with it and scores.
Little Hawks doing a great job. Second chance points are really helping them out. They're being very strong on the offensive boards.
Sam Greavings makes the basket from the outside, and a three for Allison Brownson. That's her first three, so a couple of three-pointers made for Bendorf, but the Little Hawks still maintaining the sizable lead at 37-22. Aubrey Jones to Ashley Jones, and the inside scoops it up off the bottom of the front of the rim. No good. The Bulldogs the other way, right to left in front of us. Long pass the other way. Robleski, two.
Great job running the court by Robleski. She made everybody down.
4:33 in the third quarter, 37-24. Rosemarie Nakumu at the point. Coming out to greet her, Emily Ivory. Greeting high pass, Aubrey Jones. Now Grieving takes one hard dribble. Emily Ivory went for the steal, couldn't quite get it. Kumu gets it. Skip the pass over to the right side. Ashley Jones missed it from three-point land. Rebound, Rattigan of Bentendorf. Bulldogs trying to crawl back into this one out of the MAC conference. Making the trip down I-80 here to City High. And now the foul as the pass went in on the high side free throw line by Repelding. That'll be the second foul on Paige Rocky tonight. And the first team foul in the second half. High pass stolen by Ashley Jones. She's coming down the right side all by herself. And lays it in. Ashley Jones got the steal. Quickly got around Kylie Robleski. Took it coast to coast for the easy lay-in.
Ashley Jones, so strong, so athletic. I just don't know how you can stop her.
Robleski, 18-footer jumper is good. Ashley averages 13 points per ball game, and she's got 12 thus far, leading all Bettendorf scorers tonight. Aubrey Jones, Ella Cook, trying to get it out to Lindsay. The ball gets stolen away. Ivory works her way into the lane, and a nice crossover move. She'll score in a timeout for Bettendorf. Erin Hatch has it. Number 24, not 14, but a timeout for Bettendorf with a score 39-28. And a timeout for Brian Tritt, Gina. And I think it's just a matter of give his kids a little break here.
Yeah,
and reset.
Absolutely. And just, you know, give them credit. That was a great job that time by Erin Hatch, you know, getting in there and getting the points and getting to convert. And that's what the Bulldogs are going to need to do. They're going to have to get stops on the defensive end and come back and convert on the offensive end and just start chipping away, you know, a single possession at a time. We said it at the top of the broadcast. You're going to continue to hear me say it through the rest of this game. This City High team is good. Ashley Jones is good. She's an excellent player, both offensively and defensively. But it's not just Ashley Jones. If you look at the supporting players, you know, Nkumu, Rocca, as you've said several times, we've called her name, Aubrey Jones, Greving. I mean, the city is very deep, and so to just really, the Bulldogs, they're just going to have to chip away one possession at a time. No pressure for the Bulldogs. They're coming back, setting up in that 2-3 zone.
Yana Lindsay, who's into the ball game, tosses it inbounds to Rose Nkumu, who has it at the point. Aubrey Jones. They try to work it into Ella Cook. She got tied up for a moment there. Ashley Jones, Aubrey Jones. Aubrey with a three. No good underneath the basket. Lindsay put it up and in on the foul. Nobody boxed out Ayanna Lindsay. She's going to score her first basket tonight. Not known for her scoring, but knew your basic fundamentals. You're under the basket. Get after the rebound. Caught in the area where she's not used to being as a second foul called at Emily Ivory in the night.
Unfortunately, I didn't start the game keeping track of second chance points. I should have done that because I know that the City High team is good on the offensive boards, but they've got, I don't know, probably at least 10.
42-28, Little Hawks, third quarter, 2 minutes, 47 seconds to go in this Class 5A regional final. Winner advances to the state tournament. The Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines next week. Ball stripped away and stolen. And Kumu tries to beat the defense there. She'll put up the shot. A little awkward and missed it. And then the steal right back. Lindsay's got it. She'll put it up no good. Bendorf gets it and tries to clear it away. Emily Ivory That she does. Cross-court over to Belding and then to Brownson. Brownson put it up and in quickly. And Bettendorf was just trying to get rid of the ball before City High came over.
Absolutely. Get it down and score quickly.
Lindsay on the right wing. Up on top, Paige Haraka. Lindsay inside Ashley Jones. Working her way in. Scooping it up, no good. Got her own rebound. Fouled this time.
Ashley Jones so tough on the boards, both offensive and defensive.
Rubleski picking up foul number three for her. Bettendorf up to four fouls. And free throw in there for Ashley Jones. That's spelled J-O-E-N-S, Jones. And Aubrey, a sophomore who played on last year's state tournament team as a freshman. Free throw, no good. Boy, last few times Ashley's made the first, missed the second. Bettendorf in the front court with under 2 minutes to play, down by 13. Left side pass, Ivory, long ranger for three, no good. And Jones, the rebound. That's Ashley Jones. She'll take it up the floor herself as she looks ahead to the top of the key. Ivory went for the steal. Jones moves around her. They're going to call the foul on Bettendorf. Found it looked like Erin Hatch. And
Ashley Jones might have been a little bit out of control,
you know, I agree,
on that one.
Yeah, but she's just so quick that Erin Hatch couldn't quite dodge or draw the charge. Jones with the free throw. And she's got 25 points.
So the Little Hawks really keeping the pressure on here in the third quarter.
Missed shot, and then Ashley went after it. And we have a whistle. And this will be called against Grace or Belding. So six fouls on Bettendorf, only one for the Little Hawks.
And six turnovers on Bettendorf here at the third quarter, unofficially.
Rocca, Lindsay, and Kumu. Back to the right side, Lindsay tried to force it in to Ashley Jones. She got it blocked from behind by Radigan before Ashley went up with it. Bettendorf the other direction. This will be Hatch, runs into commotion there with Rocca. Bettendorf maintains possession. Skip pass him over to Brownson. Long range three, in and out, no good. Well, the Bulldog could have used that. City High wants to run with it. Kumu, three on two. She slows it back down out of the wing. And now with 39 seconds at a 16-point margin to Ashley Jones. Out it goes with a jumper taken by Rocket. No good. This will be a foul of the Little Hawks. A little bit out of position. Ella Cook tried to go over the back, and that's what she was called for. Only the second team foul, as you probably heard from our PA announcer. Greven will come back in for the Little Hawks with 30.8 to play. Bettendorf trail 29-16. Now down 46-30 with 23 seconds. Needed a bucket to conclude the third quarter. They won't get it. Stolen away by Rocca. Rocca one-on-one the other way. Put up the shot, no good. Ashley Jones is there for the rebound. The follow is up and in there.
Of course Ashley Jones is there for the rebound and puts it back up. If anybody asked me what she was the best at tonight, that would be it. The offensive board and then convert.
Emily Ivory all the way in. Misses shot, and that'll conclude quarter number three with a score 48-30 in favor of City High. Another 8 minutes to go in this regional final. Back after this timeout on the South Gym, KGYM.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings and velvet-lined Hertin and Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin and Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of past and present is the reason Hertin & Stocker has been voted Best Jewelry Store in Iowa City 8 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
High school basketball in the gym brought to you in part by First Federal Credit Union. Three locations. Check them out at firstfedcu.com. Ryan Schlater and Gina Rogers as the Little Hawks will start off quarter number four with possession and an 18-point lead. A strong end to the third quarter.
We see a defensive change here for the Bulldogs. They're coming out in a man.
And Ashley Jones makes them pay. From the outside, takes a long-range three, and it's in there. She's got 30 points, which is right at her average. Out left side, Aaron Hatch. Out of the wing, and the dribble goes Rattigan. Rattigan the baseline. Got fouled from behind. Grieving call for that one. You know, we've been talking about some of the changes that they've made throughout the years, 4A to 5A. Regional final, the top-seeded team gets the host. Reseed when you get to state, and also the times have changed a little bit now, Gina.
Yeah, so it used to be the state tournament would start on Monday afternoon, Monday evening with the smaller schools, the 1A, 2A schools. This year they're doing it a little differently. They're starting Monday morning with the 5A quarterfinal games starting first. So it'll be the 5A first and then the 4A, 3A, 2A. So all you 5A fans, City Hawk fans,
free throws. Meanwhile, Ashley Jones able to come in and score some more for point number 32. And the Bulldogs may have run out of gas here. And the lane goes there in Hatch. Up on top, Pelding. Skip it in to the inside, take it away, and it's Ashley Jones. She looks ahead. Kubu goes all the way to the basket. No good. She's going to go to the free throw line. So you mentioned, keep your foot on the gas and keep plugging forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And this, you know, this game is certainly not over by any means, but the Bulldogs have just kind of run up against a buzzsaw here. I've said it all year long, and they've had a purpose all year long. These City High Little Hawks, they want to be playing next Saturday night in Des Moines, and that is their goal. And they're taking it one step at a time. But, boy, right now, Ryan, I just from the teams I've seen, and I haven't seen the whole state, but anybody's going to have a hard time trying to stop these guys.
And, you know, credit Bettendorf. This is a good Bettendorf team compared to a lot of teams I've seen, but City High is just another level right now. 55-30. Little Hawks leading it. Ashley Jones got a hand on the interior pass by Jordan Rettigan. The Little Hawks will come back in the other direction. Ashley Jones, right baseline, working her way in. Got tangled up. And foul, Erin Hatch, her third foul. And a free throw line we go. That'll be the eighth team foul on Bettendorf compared to three for City High.
Now the Bulldogs continuing to fight.
Hey, Ashley's an 80% foul shooter, and she's missed three free throws tonight.
I was gonna say, at least three that I can remember.
Much better there, 7 of 10.
Based on what I know of Ashley Jones, she'll probably be in the gym later tonight shooting free throws. Certainly in the morning.
Robleski right to the lane and scores.
Robleski's had a great game inside. She's really not been intimidated by Ashley Jones, just taking it to her.
Bettendorf breaks a dry spell, their first points in the fourth quarter. But they trail the Little Hawks by the margin of 56-32.
The Bulldogs back in this man defense. This is the first time here in the fourth quarter that we've seen this defense from the Bulldogs. They've been in the 2-3 zone for the first three quarters of the game.
Kuma to Jones to Rocket. Grieving's got it now to the right side. Aubrey Jones working her way in toward the right side. Ashley Jones outside. Three-pointer, no. Rebound Ivory from Bettendorf across the timeline. Team of the black uniforms are Pelding. The inside, Robleski. Back out front, Hatch. Right side, now left wing, Ivory with three. Good.
There's the Emily Ivory that the Bulldogs have come to rely on shooting from outside. She'll hope to get a few more of those to go down here in the fourth quarter.
Kuma at the top of the circle, between the two circles. She works it left and right side on her hip-high dribble. She hops her way out to the right side, passes over to Paige Rocca. Taking some time off the clock. Down to 4 minutes, 48 seconds. Aubrey Jones hits it for three. Third three-point basket.
You know, we've talked about the Jones sisters playing tonight. There's two other Jones sisters coming up, Kelsey in seventh grade and Bailey, who's 5 years old. Kelsey, I understand, is quite the ball player. She had a game where she scored 47 points. That's in seventh grade, folks.
Shot missed by Radigan. The other way, 2-on-3, and all the way for the score, Rosemarie Nkumu. 12 points for Rose, 61-35. We got a timeout because of the foul. So the foul was called on the Little Hawks. Look like they put it on Aubrey Jones. It is. It's her third foul. Ruby checks out. Hatch is out with 4:11 to play, 61-35. Bounds, tried to get it to Ivory. Couldn't quite do it.
Kuma got a hand on that one, just tapped it out. Ball back to the Bulldogs.
Little Hawks at 22-0 on the season. About to go to 23-0 after losing away twice last year, including a opener in the state tournament to Cedar Falls. That's kind of disappointing when you play a conference rival at state, but sometimes it's kind of fun when you play a team.
Well, and Cedar Falls, the eventual 5A state champion last year.
Up on top.
Ivory.
Shots up and good for Emily Ivory. Third three-pointer, but perhaps too little too late with 3 minutes and 52 to play. 61 for City High, 38 for the Bulldogs at Bettendorf. Kumu out of the top for Ashley Jones. Now Aubrey Jones back to Ashley Jones. Baseline gets behind Robleski. Put it up and in. 35. As we said, the margin of victory on average is about 37 points this season. Long range two for Kylie Robleski.
Robleski, a junior, is really having a good game here for the Bulldogs. She'll be a good, strong leader for the Bulldogs coming back next year.
63-40, timeout on the floor with 3:10 remaining. We're back after this time on a KGYM.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word. A daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Ryan Schlater, Gina Rogers for the final 3:10 in the fourth quarter, 63-40. It'll be the City High Little Hawks. Throw the ball inbounds, and Kumu's got it. Out of the right, low block. Brings it back out front. That's Aubrey Jones. Jones dribbles up high, then goes out of the baseline. Cut off by Allison Brownson. Now back to Kumu with 2:49. Working some clock, looking for an opening. Tried to go over top. That was intended for Paige Rockin. The ball gets tipped away and it's stolen away. It's her Pelding. Now to the right side. all the way in. Rannigan puts up the shot. It's no good, and Kuma's got it. Two across the half-court line, bring it out to the left. Now to 2 minutes, 26 seconds. City Guy 63, Bettendorf 40. Crowd's gone silent, but they know what's about to take place here. It'll be state tournament visit number 10 for the Little Hawks and 9 for Bill McTaggart. Over 445 victories, I believe, if I did my math correctly, which I'm sure is not correct. But after 20 years at City High, he's certainly brought a lot of success. Checking in now, Autumn Jensen. And also Eleanor Drexler for Bettendorf. Some time here late in the game for Bettendorf. Some seniors getting some final play. Free throws up and in for Paige Rocca. And a total of 4 points for Paige this evening. They go inside in the pass. Jensen, no good. She got tied up and fouled. City High Little Hawks in there. Ashley Kennan's in there. She's a senior for City High. Lindsay's in there as well. More Bettendorf players getting a chance to see some time for the final couple of moments. Emma Johnson, a 5'9 junior, in the ball game. Quick shot up in, and that one kind of got carried away on the shot for Autumn Jensen. She kind of shrugged her shoulders with a little oops. Sails over the basket. So now for the Little Hawks, here's Sky Spencer, a 6'0 senior, comes in for Kumu, gets a nice hand for the crowd. And also Shivana Norris, a 5'8 senior for the Little Hawks.
So the seniors for the Little Hawks getting some minutes here in their final home game on the court here at Iowa City High.
Minute and a half to play, fourth quarter, 65-40. Shivana Norris up on top. Kinnon's got it. To the right, Rocca. Give it to one of the seniors and shoot it. That's what you're supposed to do here, folks. Virginia Maturi is getting set to check in, and Casey Koenig for the Little Hawks with 105 to play. Norris left side, and she is being defended by Laura Bratton for Bettendorf. For Broughton, excuse me. Broughton, a 5'11 senior. They're just rolling the clock out here with 49 seconds. Shivana Norris. Norris left side. Oh, they're just playing catch out front.
Yeah, so that Little Hawks really not looking to take it inside to score here.
They just run down the clock, and that's going to do it. A great hand here from the Little Hawks. Starting to get on their feet now and applaud this City High team, which is on their way to the state tournament in Des Moines. Their 10th visit. 13 seconds left.
So
they continue to handle the ball out front. That's Norris. Lindsay's got it. Back to Norris. The final 3 seconds, and there's a steal at midcourt. The Little Hawks. The regional final victory over Bettendorf. The final score, 65-40. Listen to the crowd giving their approval to a fantastic season for the Little Hawks this year. 23-0. Bettendorf will end their season with a nice run at 16-6, but the Little Hawks just too much tonight.
So City High fans, there's a few games that got postponed tonight, so pairings won't be out probably until Thursday, till Thursday. So be ready Monday morning when the 5A teams start their battle down in Des Moines at the Wells Fargo Arena.
Coaching staff for both squads exchanging hands and congratulations. Players did so previous to that. Now at half court, the Little Hawks being presented with that beloved banner the regional final banner. And the Little Hawks receive their regional final banner and back to state. As we said, some unfinished business for the Little Hawks, but certainly took care of business here tonight. 65-40, that's your final score. City High over Bendorf. We'll take a timeout. Tell you what we saw here tonight on KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close? We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
The Class 3A Boys Substates move to the semifinals this Thursday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunneby Thursday at 6:45 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM from Manchester as Marion Indians meet 6th-rated West Delaware. These two teams met in the last game of the regular season with the Hawks getting a come-from-behind win. The stakes are much higher for the rematch. That's Boys 3A Substate Semifinal Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Marion at number 6 West Delaware. Thursday night at 6:45 on 1600 AM. And 107.5 FM KGYM.
Ryan Slater, Gina Rogers putting a wrap on this team here tonight. Little Hawks. Not a loss on the season as they head to Des Moines. Earlier defeating Burlington 83-36 and downing Bettendorf 65-40. Bettendorf ending their season at 16-6, led by Kylie Robleski, the 6'1 junior, with 16 points tonight. Impressive night, but just not enough. 9 for Emily Ivory, 5 for Allison Brownson, a 5-point effort for Aaron Hatch, 3 for Grace Pelding, and 2 for Jordan Radigan. Eleanor Drexler saw some time late in the game, did not score, and also Autumn Jensen involved in the final moments. We did see Emily Gist, but did not score in her minutes. 4 quarters of basketball for City High. It was a 33-point effort for Ashley Jones, including 18 in the first half. 12 for the point guard, Rose Kumu, including one three-pointer in that one. Mentioned Ashley Jones is 33. She had a couple of threes in that. And Aubrey Jones, total of 9 points, all coming from outside the arc. 4 for Paige Rocket tonight. Sam Grieving would have a deuce. 3 for Yana Lindsay. That was thanks to a key 3-point play in the second half. Ella Cook did not score in the ball game. Kerry Koenig did see some late action. Ashley Kennan did not score. And also Shivana Norris. And tried to get a few more seniors in, but for the last 2 minutes, they just wrapped up the clock, and now they're carrying around the basketball state qualifier banner, a very consistent banner that you see in many gymnasiums throughout the year. That is one tradition that has not changed, that blue triangle regional final state qualifier banner. That's so important to many teams around Eastern Iowa, the Little Hawks with another opportunity. And it was before we set our sights on what takes place at Des Moines. How do the numbers come down tonight?
On the second half, I have the Little Hawks at 50% from field goal range. They were 10 of 20, 2 of 7 at 29% from three-point land. They were 9 of 12, 75% from the free throw line. They had 20 rebounds, 6 of which were offensive, 3 turnovers. For the Bulldogs, they were 6 of 13 from field goal range at 46%. 4 of 7 for 57% from three-point land. They were 1 for 2 for free throws. So that's a big stat for me. For the entire game, they were 1 for 4. They only got to the free throw line 4 times. I also had the Bulldogs with 10 rebounds in the second half and then also 9 turnovers. So this game was all city. We kind of expected that coming in, Ryan. As we've said it many times, just quite simply, this is a good team. Look for them to make a deep run in Des Moines, and we hope to see these Little Hawks. I hope to see them Saturday night, next Saturday night in Des Moines.
Know that Waukee defeated Prairie 52-39. West Des Moines Valley defeated Centennial 56-41. Trying to quickly gather as many scores as I can here. West was up by 11 with about 2 minutes left in the ball game, I believe, in their contest against Pleasant Valley. But yeah, we put the final period here on this game here tonight. Bettendorf, fine team, just not enough for City High. Looking forward, and I think Eastern Iowa is going to be very curious, especially the conference foes that have played City High. What will they do at the state tournament? It's a different environment. I don't want to say they have a chip on their shoulder, but I think they feel very confident on what can take place. Did they play their best game tonight? Well, we saw aspects of their best game. They went through a couple of cycles where maybe got a little rambunctious, fell asleep a few times defensively. And these are just some little points that you can find out from a team here that's top ranked, and you expect a lot more out of them when you go. And the team is not going to be satisfied with just going down and showing up. They got to go out and make it happen.
Well, they've got unfinished business, and you can rest assured that Coach McTaggart will have his team on point. And Ashley Jones is kind of also the mom of the team. She makes sure everybody stays focused and stays calm. And you can be assured that she's going to have something to say about what goes on in Central Iowa next week.
And we're certainly going to be part of it on KGYM, so you can catch all the Eastern Iowa teams at the girls and boys tournament for that matter. So congratulations to Mill McTaggart, his 9th visit as head coach of City High, the 10th overall. So looking forward to making that trip next week. High school basketball brought to you in part by First Federal Credit Union, with 3 locations, including firstfedcu.com is where you can find out all their locations and all of their service. And we certainly appreciate what they do for us, bringing you high school basketball. Special thanks to Jeff Downing, our in-studio producer. We're here from City High. Your final score in this regional final: the Little Hawks 65, the Bettendorf Bulldogs 40. For Gina Rogers, Ryan Schlater, good night from Iowa City.